A narcotics detective in Springfield, Massachusetts, has been suspended but not fired after he threatened to kill and plant drug evidence on two teenagers who'd stolen an unmarked police car. His actions have jeopardized a number of drug cases. The officer, Detective Greg Bigda, was suspended by Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri for 60 days following an internal affairs investigation of an incident in February where Bigda interrogated two teenagers who, along with a third youth, were suspected of stealing an undercover police car that had been left idling outside a pizza shop. A video of the interrogation, during which Bigda reportedly threatened to crush the skull of one of the teens and plant a kilo of cocaine in his pocket, was provided to defense attorneys who are now using it to impeach Bigda's credibility in several pending drug cases. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he supports the commissioner's decision to suspend Bigda because of the likelihood firing him would not survive a civil service appeal and the city would be ordered to rehire the cop with back pay.
I'm not happy about it. This is what was recommended. It's a severe, most severe suspension of 60 working days without pay and retraining.
Barbieri told the Republican newspaper that Bigda will be reassigned to uniform duty on a day shift when his suspension ends. Springfield City Councilor Justin Hurst, joined by four of his colleagues at a news conference, complained the punishment given Bigda is too lenient.
I think we have to ask ourselves when it comes to this case, at what point, what standard is there when we feel or when the commissioner feels that a cop should be terminated?
The incident involving the teens and the stolen police car remains under investigation by the Hamden District Attorney. And the video of the interrogation, which occurred at the Palmer Police Department, has not been made public because a judge ordered it sealed to protect the identities of the juveniles. Sarno has requested a review by attorneys for the city and the prosecutor's office to determine if any part of the video and other information in the Bigda case can be made public in the interest of transparency and accountability.
But we also have to make sure that we're able to protect the integrity, professionalism, and the brave efforts of our police department. And in turn, it's important that also is done for our residents, too, to make sure that they have complete confidence in our police department.
The stolen police car was recovered and the juveniles arrested outside the city. A report filed by a Wilbraham police officer said a Springfield police officer kicked one of the teens in the face while he was on the ground and in handcuffs. The report did not name the officer. Springfield Police Detective Stephen Vigno, who reported the cruiser stolen, recently resigned from the force, according to the Republican. Already, charges in two cases in which Bigda was a potential prosecution witness have been dismissed. Also, an alleged heroin dealer who was facing a 10 to 30-year prison sentence if convicted was allowed by prosecutors to plead as a first-time offender and was released after spending 3 years in jail awaiting trial. City Councilor Adam Gomez said Bigda's actions have harmed efforts to get drugs off the city's streets.
And it's a public safety issue, what's going on with the opiate crisis and a lot of these big drug cases, if they were on those, and then some of these people are going to be coming home back to our communities. So that's man hours, and they're talking about money that's that we're being spent. But the fact of the matter is that we spent enough money trying to lock people up, but then look at what we're going to do.
City Council Vice President Orlando Ramos renewed his call for Springfield police officers to wear body cameras.
If the camera wasn't there, this incident would have never been caught. And so the question should be, what other incidents are there that are not being caught on camera?
City officials have said the issue of police wearing body cameras is a topic for collective bargaining with the Patrolmen's Union. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.